I'd like to start this morning by asking of the church's forgiveness. Last time I preached, I was giving my testimony as to what happened at the church that happened, you know, before I come here, whenever I was a pastor, and I called the name of the church, and I didn't intend for it to be any type of gossip or anything like that. And so I'd like to ask that you as my church family would forgive me of doing that. And I would want to also express my appreciation for the brother who approached me about it. I appreciate accountability. It's a blessing whenever brothers in Christ love you enough that they'll come to you and talk to you about it rather than going to everybody else in the church and talking about it. So I appreciate that accountability, and I think that's what helps us to grow closer to the Lord, grow closer to each other as brothers and sisters in Christ. And so I appreciate that. Before we get into God's Word this morning, let's bow for a word of prayer. Father, Lord, I just want to thank you, God, Lord, for just how good you are to us. Father, Lord, I thank you, God, Lord, for your forgiveness. Lord, I thank you, God, for your grace, Lord. And Father, Lord, I just want to ask that you would just bless your message today, God. Father, Lord, I really have no idea what you're getting ready to do this morning. Father, Lord, as I've studied and prepared, God, Lord, I still feel like there's something coming that, Lord, I really have no idea what it could be. Father, Lord, I just pray, Lord, that you just bless the reading and the study of your word. That, Father, Lord, you would just help me to be able to just get out of the way this morning. Father, Lord, God, this isn't about me. Father, Lord, this isn't about what I want to say, what I have to say. Father, Lord, this is all about what's going on in the hearts of your people. Father, Lord, it's all about what you have to teach them, Lord, to show them. Lord, to show us. Father, Lord, I guess this message is probably intended for me more than anyone. Father, Lord, I just pray that your Holy Spirit would be evident this morning. God, Lord, just as it has already been. God, you're so good, and we love you, and we praise you. And Lord, I thank you, God, Lord, for all that you're about to do. And in Christ's name, amen. If you have your Bibles, go ahead and turn with me to Ephesians chapter 6. A man had a dream about two different churches. In his dream, he was standing there in the first church, and he looked around, and all he saw was just almost deadness. You know, the people came, they sat in their normal seats where they do every Sunday. They stood, they sang their songs of praise to God. The preacher got up, he preached his message, all like they do every Sunday. They all got up and walked out of the church. And as everybody left the church, the man noticed that there was still one at the altar. You know who it was? It was the devil laying there sleeping. He thought that was kind of strange. And as he realized, he thought, you know, the devil ain't having to work very hard. No, he's standing here sleeping. You know, the church is dead as a doornail. He ain't having to work very hard. The man then started dreaming about a second church. And as he noticed, the Holy Spirit just became very evident in that church. People, they stood, they started singing praises. Some even, you know, just started testifying, just praising God for just how good he is. A couple guys got saved. People were going out to the mission field. That church had missionaries all over the world. The preacher got up, preached from God's word, gave a message. The Holy Spirit was working in the people. And then as the people left, They left changed. They left knowing that God had spoken to their heart, brought conviction to their heart, knowing that, you know, I need to change this aspect of my life or do this better. As everyone was walking out of the church, he noticed that the devil was running all over the place like a chicken with his head chopped off. You know, he was running all over the place, trying to cause trouble, trying to stir things up. And the man realized, you know, at the first church, everything was dead. Everybody came, everybody just did their thing like they always do, you know, and it was just kind of that traditional thing that they come and do it because that's what you're supposed to do. And at the second church, everyone was busy serving God, doing everything they can to serve God. And the devil is so busy trying to disrupt everything. You know, that's just the way the devil is. The devil don't have to work too hard in a church where nobody's really doing anything for God. You know, nobody's really listening to God. What does God have to say to us? You know, trying to live their life for God, serve God. The devil don't have to work too hard. But those people that are serving Christ, those people that are coming to worship, that are coming to serve Christ, the devil's going to do everything he can to disrupt everything. He's going to do everything he can to get those people to stumble and to fall. And something that I've noticed is that I think CBF is a lot like that second church. I have just been so blessed ever since I come here because it seems like every other Sunday, someone's getting saved, someone's going to South Africa. You know, Charlie and Susanna, I mean, they're doing everything they can to go. They're going to Piedmont. They're preparing themselves. You know, Darion just left for Word of Life. He's just so excited. He don't know what to do with himself. You know, and we heard just this week that two more people got saved in South Africa with the pastor there. I think when he was doing his Bible study Friday night? Is that when they got saved? The pastor did the boys' Bible study that they do every Friday.